This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, while consistency has not been the theme for the Gamecocks in 2025, we have seen Shane Beamer-led teams win games they're not supposed to win, rise from the ashes on a Saturday where they're not supposed to rise from the dead. We have seen Shane Beamer-led teams do this before. Is it a possibility that we see Saturday, South Carolina, where everything's bigger in Texas, do the unthinkable against a very good Texas A&M team? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson, and we lead off the show with the Gamecocks today as we have a big show coming your way. We're talking to Chapel Fowler in the state segment coming up in the very next segment, asking the question if Paul Feinbaum's right a little bit later on. We've got Lou Bezjak on the show talking high school football. We also are going to get into Deion Primetime Sanders at 5 o'clock, and guess what? It's Thursday, which means it's time to talk to Clay Hendricks and talk a little Furman Paladin football in hour number four. But Diesel, we have seen, even though this year has been an utter failure on the part of Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks, we have seen Shane Beamer-led teams before win games they have no business winning. Could I somehow, some way, to start the show today, throw this rope around you and pull you in on the belief that maybe, just maybe, the Gamecocks shocked the college football world on Saturday in College Station?
Maybe if there's some, like, 80s movie hijinks and somebody wraps a big old rope coil around Marcel Reed and locks him in an equipment closet somewhere. That's pretty much South Carolina's only shot. Okay,
what?
Texas A&M. For years, obviously, we've all cracked a lot of jokes about how A&M spends a ton of money and they just can't get it done. They can't have a sustainable season. They'll always get to like week eight and stumble. And I don't think that's going to happen with this team. I think this Texas A&M team, for the first time in a long time, in any of our memories, is for real. Texas A&M has always been a paper tiger, right? You look back at all the different eras that have come before Mike Elko, A&M was a paper tiger. This A&M, it's got claws, man. Those claws are going to try to kill the bunny.
No paper when it comes to these Aggies is what you're saying. Tolos, again, if you just tuned in, welcome into the show. If you want to know what we're talking about in each segment, I just tweeted out the rundown. You can find that at the Cole Bryson on Twitter, on X. Again, Chapel Fowler joining us for the States segment in the very next segment. So Clemson fans, we're coming to you. But Gamecocks, Diesel, the Gamecocks did put a beat down on A&M last season. You look back and you have seen wins like For example, last year where they took the life of Clemson to end the season, right? They took the life of Tennessee in 2022 when they hung 63 points on Josh Heupel. And then the following week, they had a huge win over Clemson that ended the longest win streak in the country in college football at Clemson. They did the unthinkable 2 weeks in a row. And Shane Beamer, even though he hasn't been consistent this year, he has provided us with some woe-type performances. And before we get into some statistics and projections and key factors to watch on Saturday, to your point, I know you joked about it, but you might have to lock one of the star players, whether it's Marcel Reed or somebody, or two or three of those players, lock them up, because I do agree with you. Before we dive into the details, I do agree that this A&M team, they almost, in a way, look unbeatable. I think this is one of the most impressive teams thus far in 2025 in college football.
Yeah, with this team, with this game for South Carolina to win it, you need two things to happen. You need A&M to play by far their worst game of the season. Now, it's possible. Like, look at A&M's last couple of games. Yeah, they blew out Missouri on the road. They blew out LSU on the road. God, who did they upset at the scheduling office to get three road games in a row? But then they played a tight game against Arkansas. And can we really make an argument that Arkansas and South Carolina are really all that different? They fired Sam Pittman, and things are not going well at Arkansas.
They're not way off.
But at South Carolina, they fired multiple people to try to get things right over the course of the season. Hadn't been the head coach. But Arkansas almost got them. They gave up 42 points on the road at Arkansas. They had to score 45. This offense is incredibly consistent. It's the defense that every now and again can be schemed, can be gashed, can be hurt. So is it possible? Mm. Is it possible that A&M plays a bad enough game defensively that South Carolina could hang in? Yeah. But also, do you trust South Carolina's offense with that terrible O-line and no time for Lenora Sellers to be able to get that done for four quarters on the road?
And Diesel, when you bring up that point of if South Carolina were to win this game, you're going to have to rely on A&M to have a very bad off night. I want to be clear on something. When you have an off night and you're a football team, especially in college football, a lot of that can be self-inflicted wounds, Diesel. A lot of that can be what you just talked about, A&M just not looking sharp. A lot of that can also be you're not at your best because South Carolina's playing you really, really well, right? Football is a team game, but at the end of the day, it does come down to what? It comes down to one-on-one matchups. And if South Carolina can perfect and do their job with the one-on-one matchups well enough for A&M, maybe to your point, to have a little bit of a trip up, but also put a little pressure on them on their home turf, a lot's going to have to go wrong. A lot's going to have to go right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, this is not an FCS Gamecock team. Like, they have competed, and I know a lot of Tolos out there might be saying, you guys are idiots. South Carolina Diesel's been in just about every game they played.
Well, here should be the plan, okay? I don't know how much NIL money South Carolina has laying around, but maybe they should find out who all the Texas A&M stars are dating. Call them up and say, hey, we'll give you $25,000 a pop to break up with them.
Ooh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ooh. We want all of them sad, crying, tears in their beers, sad. Mm. And then maybe we can get in their heads enough. And you can get back together with them on Sunday. That's fine. But just break up with them, get them sad.
Emotional distress is what you're wanting to cause there. And Brian Kelly would probably say that, you know, LSU is looking for some of that too. Let's go to the phone lines. Jersey Joe wants to weigh in. This is a South Carolina team, Jersey Joe. I want to hear your thoughts on this game and what else you have on your mind. But a South Carolina team, an offense that's 16th in the SEC, an A&M offense that's 4th in the SEC, averaging 459.8 yards per game. What are your thoughts on this one, Jersey Joe?
Well, everybody knows it's the offensive line. If they had a decent line, I think they could have done something this year as far as getting their running game going.
Yeah.
You know, Faison and that way. I mean, you got the talent. It's just not being used.
Yeah, I mean, the hope.
You can't rely,
sorry, Joe,
you
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sellers, you can't rely on Sellers every play, you know?
Mm. Yeah. And Diesel and I've said a million times, a bad offensive line will make the rest of the team look bad, to your point.
But I'm going
to
wear them right out.
And to Joe's point there, these are talented guys. I would be shocked if any of them are two stars, right? They're probably all 4- and 5-star guys. There might be a 3-star guy in the bunch here, but they're talented, okay? And maybe after, how long has it been? 3 weeks, 4 weeks of Sean Elliott being the offensive line coach? Maybe this is the week that it clicks.
And Furry,
you know, calling plays, running things a little bit differently there. Maybe it just clicks, and that's kind of, you know, you're hoping for that you catastrophe, for things to happen and just all of a sudden, oh, the lights, the clouds part, and the sun shines down. That's kind of South Carolina's hope this weekend.
How do you see it playing out, Joe?
I think if the game was in Columbia, I think there'd be a better chance.
Okay.
But being that it's down in Texas, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my main call was to get my upset pick in.
Let's go.
I'm going with tonight's game, actually.
Who you got, Joe?
I'm going to take Troy plus the 12.5 over Old Dominion.
I think it's worth 10.5. It was locked in. Has it moved a little bit? Or was it 12.5
yesterday?
Yesterday
it was 12.5.
I'm going to look that up just to be sure.
By the way, Tolos.
10.5 yesterday.
Get those upset picks in.
You still want to roll with that one, Joe?
Yeah, 10.5 sounds good.
Okay.
You the man, Joe?
All right, guys.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, bud.
Phone lines are open. You can get in and give your opinion on South Carolina as well at 844-326-3663. The Hub City Spartan Burgers text line is open. There's 45 Tolos watching on the stream where you can watch the show Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Diesel, here's where I kind of struggle. The rock and the hard place, okay? South Carolina's averaging 19.7 points per game. A&M's averaging, they're scoring in the realm of 37.8. points per game. South Carolina's their offense has been underwhelming, a large part due to what Joe just talked about with the offensive line. The sacks allowed have been one of the biggest glaring issues. The scoring inefficiency, one of the biggest problems, right? A&M's defense, man, they bring pressure, and I think that's one of the matchups, the game within the game. You know, when you talk about this matchup on Saturday, if we're talking about a South Carolina offensive line that hasn't been steady Eddie, that does give you a little bit of concern, you're looking at A&M defense that brings a lot of pressure. They were at one point this season first in FBS in sacks. So, like, I don't know, you know, you can be a mathematician here, you can prognosticate however you would like to here, but a team with A&M's defense that gets a lot of pressure up front, a very aggressive back seven against the South Carolina offense that has struggled. Yes, you brought up Sean Elliott. You brought up Mike Furry. Maybe that's enough to give this offense a little bit of life because they've been putrid at times. But doesn't that just concern the heck out of you when you hear those numbers and just how aggressive A&M's defense is?
Yeah, it's they're pushing a rock up a mountain. This is going to be a really tough slog for South Carolina. And maybe that means, you know, at this point with bowl eligibility on the line, Could we see one of those weeks where Shane Beamer pulls out these weird trick plays, tries?
I think you got to try everything.
Yeah. Because if you lose the game, your season's over, right? You still have Clemson and Coastal coming up, and you could beat Clemson, and that might make you feel just a little bit better about yourselves. But you've got to do everything you possibly can. So, I mean, I don't want to see Shane Beamer punting on the A&M 40-yard line. I want to see aggressiveness. If you go down swinging, you go down swinging. But don't be conservative, okay? I need to see trick plays, flea flickers, double reverses, hook and laterals, whatever you got. Come on, Shane. Let's make this game fun. Pretend like we're playing on PlayStation.
Well, the reality of it is, Diesel, if somehow, some way, you could do the unthinkable and knock off A&M, then you say, huh, look how we could end the season. I know it's been a horrible year.
True.
But you could go beat Coastal, talking about two in a row. Then you're hosting Clemson, coming off of two straight wins. Hey, look, this
Clemson
season
stinks. They're
not great, and this season stunk for South Carolina. But even though the season stunk, if you could say, "Hey, we won three straight to close out the year against A&M, Coastal, and Clemson," you do feel a little bit better. I know that doesn't make or break the season. Now, here's a couple of games within the game to watch, Diesel. A&M's run game versus South Carolina's defense. Their defense, the Gamecocks' defense, hasn't been horrible this year, but we talked about yesterday with Bill Bender, team's inability to run the football. Problem is, A&M ranks pretty high in rushing yards. South Carolina vulnerable against the run, 153.7 yards allowed per game, which is 14th in the SEC. I look at this run game of A&M as my first X factor to watch and say, okay, if A&M can't establish the run early, Diesel, I think it's one of those games where it feels like the tempo is in favor of the Aggies, and it's just like, oh, South Carolina can't catch the breath. They have to get pressure up front. They have to stuff the run game on the interior, and I think that's one of the biggest areas to watch. How big's Dylan Stewart going to be on Saturday? That defense,
yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
You know, I know Dylan Stewart is not happy, and he's made this public, okay? I'm not just coming up with this out of the ether. He's made it public that he's not happy with the numbers that he's getting, and that's because he's getting double-teamed. And, you know, offensive lines are respecting him, and they're double-teaming him so that he can't get to it. Still, man, you got to get there. You got to get to the quarterback. That's your job. That's why you're there. That's why you're the number one guy. That's why you're making a lot of money in NIL. You've got to figure out a way.
Yeah.
Or you got to help the D end on the other side get to the point where he is just as double teamable so that you have an opportunity to get one-on-one matchups. I know that Dylan Stewart's going to be playing in the NFL one day, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.